Hi, I'm Lori Lynn, a wife to my cowboy, a mama to some great kids, and a couple golden retrievers, a creative artist and certified interior designer who also owns a heart-centered design biz, a country gal and podcaster with a strong Minnesota accent. Pull up a chair, grab a hot coffee or a hot tea, and let's have a warm and cozy conversation. Welcome to the Country Proud Living Podcast, Episode 16, Grow, A Journey to Reach Your Highest Potential. Personal growth to me is a journey inward to understand yourself and to strive to reach your highest potential. And it means always asking yourself who you are becoming and how you plan to get there. But that being said, I don't believe in toxic positivity where, you know, fake being positive and constantly being positive, because I don't think that's very healthy. Or being, it's not only not healthy, it's not being authentically you or genuine in my, that's my belief anyway. And I'm also not a big proponent of the hustle culture, the bro culture, where self-help in the past used to be very male-dominated and just you have to hustle and all that kind of stuff. I've been on a journey of growth for many years. Started about 15 years ago, but probably more seriously in the last, I'd say, 5 years. And it's really helped me. And there's many books that I'm going to actually talk a little bit about here in a little bit. But I believe books help so much with your mindset and opening your eyes to new ways of thinking. But I also believe coaches and mentors can really propel you forward in your life. And what they can teach you in months can shave off years of what it would take to do alone, because they really truly hold you accountable. And in addition to that, if you have a coach as part of a larger class that you're attending, those who are in that group are like-minded, growth-oriented, motivated new peeps that become wonderful friends and a wonderful circle of support for you. And they help you grow and you help them grow. And I've made many friends all over the country and the world from attending some classes and having mentors and coaches, especially in these last 5 years. And it has helped me immensely. I can't even imagine where I'd be if it was just me by myself trying to do everything I'm doing right now. And it's great to have people to help support me if I'm struggling with something in my business or podcast or different things. And I'm also helping them, because we try to regularly meet and talk about what we're doing and all the things that we're struggling with. And it's amazing how just someone else's perspective can really think of new ideas that where they're stuck, you know, that can kind of throw some new ideas at them, and vice versa, they throw some to me. Because sometimes you're so close to the problem or what you're trying to do that it just helps to have some other input and maybe a better perspective for somebody who's not as close to it. So I find that super helpful. I'm going to mention some of the books, like I said, that there's so many, and I'm going to try to narrow it down to my top books. So some of my must-read books that really changed my life in significant ways. This one is the first one which was many years ago. But Matthew Kelly is the author, and the book is The Rhythm of Life: Living Every Day with Passion and Purpose. And it's a book that Steve and I both read, and he's not a big reader, but he really liked the book too, and we want our children to have that book as a resource in their life because got a lot of good lessons in it. We also heard him speak at New Ulm, Minnesota with his sister and brother-in-law, and he was very good. And then the other book is from Jen Sincero, You Are a Badass. And it's such a good book. It really was a big motivator for me to make some changes and improve my life. And I just think it's so good. I've probably read it two times entirely, but many times I've just picked it up and just started reading just anywhere in the book, and it just speaks to me, and it's got nice shorter chapters, so it's great to read before bed. And then the next book is author James Clear, Atomic Habits, and it's just really great advice about how your daily habits affect your life, and it's a really good read. And then the next one is Don Miguel Ruiz, hopefully I'm saying that right, The Four Agreements, and that is also a very good book and really a guidebook to life, I think. Those are some that I strongly recommend. And of course, you know, books like these are not a one-size-fits-all kind of solution. They all have valuable lessons, but just take what resonates with you and use those things and lessons to improve your life. But if you focus on implementing, you need to strike a balance between reading and actually taking action in real life, because that's where the change really happens. You can read all you want, but if you don't take action on some things, it won't change your life. So it's good to think of that too. So recently I've been on a design sprint, and what that means, and I'm trying to remember where I learned this from. I know it's probably from a podcast or a book, but a design sprint is like just taking a lot of real action in a short period of time. And you know, you don't do it to the point of burnout, but you just take a few months and really make some changes and do some new things and take action. I like calling it a design sprint. That's a fun term for me, being an interior designer. But one of the other things that I think is relating to that is, you know, many years ago, Bill Gates is credited with saying people overestimate what they can do in 1 year and underestimate what they can do in 10 years. And I think that is true. I had to look it up about the design sprint method because I had heard about it and I just wanted to share a little bit more. I did a little more research. But Jake Knapp is the one who created the design sprint process, and it was created at Google in 2010. And it's really interesting because it just takes some of the time that usually can be very lengthy, but it condenses it into a smaller time period. But the process was really developed to reduce the risk when bringing a new product or service or a feature to the market. And it just helped teams to clearly define their goals and validate assumptions and decide on the product roadmap before they actually even started developing it. But it's just a really interesting topic, and there's way more about it if you just even Google it, which is funny, being it was created by Google. My design sprint is more like months. 3 to 6 months I'm giving myself. An actual design sprint is like 5 days, which is pretty incredible when you think about what they do in that time period. When I speak of like a design sprint, it's not, going so tough and hard that you're burning out. It's taking measured steps forward and, doing it at a pace that is right for you, because everybody's different and everybody has different responsibilities and things that they need to do, and depending on the stage of their life. So I think that's also an important thing to remember. Thanks for being here today. Have a great day. Bye. Please follow the podcast by clicking plus follow at the upper right. And if you click the three little dots at the top right, there's also a drop-down menu to copy the link or share show to share with your friends and family. Most importantly, please leave me a review. If you scroll to the bottom of the episodes, you'll see a rating with stars and a write a review prompt. This is truly one of the only ways to help my podcast grow, and it would mean so much to me. Thank you. Love and light, Lori Lynn.